The food goes from plates in upscale restaurants to green waste bins picked up by a recycling company. The leftovers are then trucked out to a compost facility. Here at Jepson Prairie Organics, the waste is transformed from discernible food items to dark, lush humus. Greg Pryor is general manager of the facility in Northern California.
If you look closer, you'll find fish, shellfish. There's a leek right down there. I don't know if you see an onion.
Yard clippings and a little cardboard are mixed in for balance. It's all ground up and stuffed in large black bags, 200 feet long and 10 feet wide.
Really about a week into the bag, it starts to break down and it really loses its identity.
After 30 days, the compost is removed from the bags and continues to break down for another month or so. As bacteria go to work on the food scraps and clippings, they generate heat. So even on a hot day, steam rises up from the rows of compost. Pryor started in the trash business almost 15 years ago, and he says it has come a long way.
All of this used to go into a landfill, and it wasn't right. And I think that's, for me personally, that's the biggest benefit is that it's putting materials back to beneficial reuse. There's nothing better.
The end product is marketed as four-course compost to vineyards and organic vegetable farms. Just a few miles away at Eatwell Farm, workers are snipping and tying off bunches of organic arugula. That peppery green was grown in soil bolstered by four-course compost. Farmer Nigel Walker says he applies a heavy coat of compost after every harvest, sometimes as much as three times a year.
And we just always do that. I mean, I don't even, after Roberto's our tractor driver, I don't even say put compost on, Roberto, but he just knows we put compost on and then we cultivate it in.
In the past, Walker has used compost made from animal manure. It works fine, he says, but he likes the idea that this fertilizer comes from restaurants.
It's a great compost. We need a compost and we like where it comes from. It's pretty simple.
This time of year, the makers of four-course compost make a lot of deliveries to California wine country, home to some of the nation's premier wines. Linda Hale is the field supervisor for Madrone Vineyard Management in Sonoma County. She and her employees look after 400 acres of wine grapes for wineries like Ravenswood, Sebastiani, and B.R. Cohn. Hale says they use compost between the rows to prepare the land for winter.
Right after you harvest, you come in, you prep the ground, you put your compost in, and let the vines go to sleep for the winter. And that's just your, you know, your good night medicine.
Hale says the compost improves the vigor of the vines. Healthy soil makes for healthy plants, and healthy plants, she says, are better able to fend off pests and disease. And Hale says it prices out the same as synthetic liquid fertilizers, the current industry standard. Plus, winemaker Tom Montgomery at the B.R. Cohn Winery says it's kind of fun to think about what might have gone into the compost.
There's probably a little filet in there, definitely some veggie dishes, a touch of the au gratin, ossobuco.
Montgomery calls it fertilizer with pizzazz.
I think it makes a difference to us. I'm not so sure that it makes a difference to the wine.
Other cities, even other countries, are starting to pick up on the food-to-field idea. Soon, a group from Toronto will be touring the compost facility to see if they can replicate the program in their city. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.